The sound of restless stock dogs wanting to work this time of year, while kenneled up at the lambing sheds owned by Schertz Sheep Company off Roswell Road outside Wilder. 10,000 new sheep will be born this summer on the range that the dogs will have to protect from Wilder dogs, otherwise known as wolves and coyotes. Sheep herder-in-chief Jack Schertz.
As many sheep as I run, you can't do it on private ground because you need a lot of country. I bought some ground here a while back just to buy it, but I run on hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. You can't even tell where I've went. But
sheep herding and grazing is the art of constant movement. A band, which is a group of 1,000 ewes and their lambs, will be slowly herded each day by dogs and two herders up and down draws.
We go out here in the Oregon Desert in the spring out through there, and then we'll come back and we'll go. They'll be, well, from Gentier, Oregon, clear across to Atlanta. My allotments run clear north to McCall, and it used to be clear to the Snake River. And they took that away from us because all that BS about bighorn sheep, which was all BS. Now that country just sits there, going to burn up someday.
And then there are those Wilder dogs. Their constant threat to the young lambs impacts the way they graze, and that takes precious pounds off the animals and costs producers money at market.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.